This is Michael Mrosiak. Patrons of Hamburg Gaming were finally allowed to leave shelter, only to find widespread damage to cars, many of which had windows blown out. Joyce Beckwith was among them.
And we all went out to check out our cars, and all of our windows are blown out completely. And then they send us around to the back of the building where they thought it would be safer for us to wait.
Also strewn throughout the fairgrounds parking lot were overturned picnic tables, signs, even a portion of wall from a shed blown out and later found beneath a car. Christina George is one of the employees and was outside when the storm hit.
I was in the back of the building. I was actually in the smoking patio right here with, like, the flimsy walls, you know, and we all jumped to the back and we were stuck in there. And then we saw the benches lift off the ground and get up, like, literally 20 feet, I don't know, up in the air. Then we saw this golf cart go flying by.
And her car was among the many damaged. She noted she had made just her third car payment on her new vehicle. Damage was extensive throughout the fairgrounds.
Power lines are down, trees are down. If you step back, you can see that the East Grandstand lost its roof, lost the announcer stand for the racetrack, blew out the back wall. Our umbrellas that have been throughout the fairgrounds are blown away. Bleachers have been blown away and destroyed. Trees, pergolas, all that kind of stuff.
That's Dennis Lang, CEO of the Erie County Agricultural Society, who said that contractors were already on site to pick up the downed trees and begin a long, widespread cleanup. The Erie County Fair is scheduled to open on August 9th. Lang says it will take extra people to take on the extra work, but they will be ready to welcome fairgoers. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.